Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Rapid Fire Radio.
Would you do this? Would you go to a bar, restaurant, and your phone's not allowed? There's a place in D.C., Hush Harbor. No phone policy. The owner suggests, hey, I like it. I really enjoy putting it away and speaking with folks. Then you're going to come up with, as the story points out, USA Today, what if you need to make a call? The owner said he was inspired to create Hush Harbor after throwing phone-free comedy shows. So, a little bit, some pushbacks about the no-phone idea, with some even thinking it would be a disastrous business model. However, he explained that only two guests have not wanted to participate since the restaurant opened up. And we always talk about this, present, interacting, part of our conversation in the first hour was tied to the enormous gambling story and the vulnerability and the access to your phone and the obsession with our phones. Dave Harrigan, you know the girls are okay. It's you and Lindsay. You go into a restaurant without the phone.
Sure. Absolutely. I'd go if, you know, if I didn't know the girls were okay. If it was just, hey, with babysitters over, we're going to go out to eat.
Well, so let's stay with that premise. The girls are great. They're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have no reason to suspect anything. And there's a new restaurant in Woodbury, because we know how frugal you are. You don't want to waste gas. So you're going to drive this place in Woodbury. It's supposed to be good. But they're like, mm-mm. We can put your phone here, a little satchel.
Yeah, they give you the pouch.
They give you the pouch.
You get it like a comedy show.
Or we can...
lock it up.
Put you through the magnetometer to make sure you don't have a phone. You win.
Yeah. No problem with that. Sounds great.
My only issue is everybody's got their something. I have Quentin. Right? That's it. Because I have a son with very unique medical challenges, including seizures, which have been grand mal seizures and an illness where his life expectancy is very uncertain. I'm unique that way. But if somehow I can somehow, I don't know, just know without a shred of doubt that Quentin is okay, so it's now about everything else in my life, 100%.
But if this was 30 years ago, before we all had phones in your pocket, what would you do? You know, say you were the same age now, Quentin's the same age that he is.
They would have a number.
Yeah, you'd say, I'm going to Chi-Chi's. You know, this is what I'm wearing.
Hold on.
You can call the restaurant. They'll look for me.
That's not where I was going. I'm not.
30 years ago, you were. Chi-Chi's is everywhere.
No, I like real Mexican food. Yeah.
All right. You're going to the Olive Garden then for Italian.
I mean, listen.
Ciotti's.
Who doesn't want the breadsticks at the Olive Garden?
I don't. They're vastly overrated.
Well, then I would have made sure they know 100% where I'm at in case of an emergency and call me.
Mm-hmm.
So if this restaurant, is this restaurant also going to say, okay, no funds, but everybody's allowed to come up with a list? And here are the five different people allowed to call me? Hell no. They're just saying, come on in, no phone, you're allowed to interact. If people don't have really unique health situations, and again, if it's such a unique work situation where you're like, I have to be on the phone, then just don't go to the restaurant.
Yeah, you should be at the restaurant.
651-461-9226. What is your, are you willing to go to that restaurant and let's just go 2 hours and put your phone away? Are you willing to do it? What's your guess? I don't have the data. What's your guess? How many people are willing to say, of course?
I think a vast majority will. As you cited in the story, what, only two people have shown up to the door, learned the policy, and said we're out?
I think it's very, very high. Don't you?
Yes, I think people want an excuse to put the phone down and enjoy real life, enjoy time with the people that they want to go out to dinner with.
Let's say for you, I have a special bat phone for you. Okay, no one else can get a hold of you because I'm not letting you go a week without
a nightmare.
Well, I'm not letting you go a week. Could you go a week without your phone today?
If I'm on vacation? I mean, work issues, I have to use the phone every day.
You're on vacation with the family, Lisbon, Portugal.
Sounds nice.
By the way, closed circuit, I'd go to Lisbon, Portugal. I might jump back into the trip business next year with the station.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to give it a shot. And then there's times I'd miss it. There's times I'd, you know, put my hand in my pocket. Oh, that's right. It's not there. But I think after some time, you'd get used to it again and kind of enjoy it.
Can you go a week without your phone? And I got it. You gave the comeback that is offered to many. You did before, but life's different, right? A week vacation. I have those essential to me in front of me. Yes. But I would really miss it because I am a full-fledged phone person. And I could say, well, I'm not working, right? I'm gone. I don't, you know, I'm not coming in for emergency. There's no dumber than we thought, right? I just like it a lot. I like it because I like knowing what's going on. I like laughing at the TikTok nonsense, but for sure, for me, the sleep thing becomes an X factor too, because there are times when it's hour after hour after hour with my insomnia, and I'm like, I just need to step away and get a break. Okay, hit it again.
Pew, 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 pew.
Weddings and expenses. Costs of proposals and weddings, this story points out, astronomically high. Being a guest, also high. But those who attend pre-wedding events can set them back $2,100. Let's go bridesmaids. Dress, shoes, hair, makeup, gifts, the pre-wedding blowouts. A local wedding can easily cost you the $2,000 that I offered up earlier. The story points out, if you received an invite to a destination wedding, those are $3,000 to $5,000 to attend one.
A survey found that only 54% of Americans who were wedding party members within the past 5 years, nearly a third of them racked up debt because of it, with 23% being at a loss of more than $2,500.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What's your kid doing?
Well, there's 11 of us. Okay. So, yes, my son, Hunter Hartman, and my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Michaela, in 13 days, this goofball is talking right now, will say, do you, Hunter, and so on and so forth. I've got way more responsibility for this wedding than I thought I would have.
They just keep piling it on, or is it finally just hitting you?
It's starting to hit me, and I still think it's very possible I may break into, while I'm delivering the vows and everything else, I still might break into overrated, underrated property.
I can MP3 you the tune.
I would love if you could. Listen, I'm now talking. There's 10 of us witnessing, and then the official officiant is just off the side just to kind of rubber stamp it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's me. So what can they do at that point? If I start saying I'm going to do rapid fire radio, I can teach Q to do that. So that one's a little different with 10, no, 9 family members. Okay. And I like where we're going.
You should like where you're going.
I really, 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 really like where we're going. I just wish Lahaina was still Lahaina. But yeah. Now, bridesmaids, most bridesmaids should be sitting here and be thrilled when they're asked. And it's $2,000?
Mm-hmm. And God forbid it's a destination wedding. I think the story pointed out you're looking closer to 5 at that point, perhaps, depending on obviously where it is.
Yes. How often do we think it happens? Text me, 651-461-9226, where you're a bridesmaid and you see everything evolve and you say, I just want to be honest. You might say, listen, I don't have that money to spend. Okay, and if you don't, I hope they completely get it. And maybe they knew that and expected the answer, maybe with the explanation, even the offer can be.
Mm-hmm.
But how many others can afford it? And I'm going to say, I just don't think that's the most prudent use of our money right now.
Or no, it's not the most prudent use, and then still feel they have to do it.
Right.
Because it's their best friend for the last 20 years.
Right. Now, if it's your best friend, we're all going to go a little bit too far.
That's fine.
What's that?
Go broke, go into bankruptcy. But, hey, it was my best friend.
Give up.
I've got to go live on the street now. But
Sell your third job. You know, come on. You wanted to. A little surprise happened.
Yeah, the bachelorette party was fire. I guess we'll always have that. Well, no, I mean, for the last, 10, 15 years, now every wedding has to be social media-ized, right?
Yes.
They've all got to be Insta. You got to have the hashtag. Hashtag, it's the Hartigan wedding.
Yes. And expensive. And it's not like weddings in the 50s and 70s were cheap. But they're more commonplace now with just a myriad of ways where the expenses are omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are two topics where we want to include you into Rapid Fire Radio. Are you comfortable going to a bar for a couple of hours, no phone? And are you comfortable for going to a weeks-long vacation, no phone, and with all the added costs, in particular for bridesmaids, but also the destination weddings, and who knows, maybe more guys are laying out a long checklist of costs. Would you feel comfortable saying, we're not going? Or I'm going, but I'm not, I just want to attend. And I'm not going to pay the $2,000 for the dress, the parties, the shoes, the blowouts, you name it. Are you comfortable or have you done that? Text or call. Love feedback throughout the show. 651-461-9226. You'd like me to talk a little insurance right now, I think.
I'd love that.
Okay. We've pretty much all have been there sometime when you're driving and maybe you screw up and you're not paying attention, you hit somebody's bumper, or even more dangerous, you run through a stop sign, or you're driving and somebody does that to you, or let's say you own a house and the neighbor's tree falls right on your house, or there's a big storm and there's hail damage. So what do you rely on? You rely on your insurance. I'm going to tell you that at minimum, you need to go to TeamShoal.com. TeamShoal is spelled S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and reach out to not only my agent, but my friend, Amber Scholl. She's been in charge of this office for 3-4 years, somewhere right in there. She's been a part of the office for 15 years, and I've used the same office well before Amber for 35 years because they've helped us personally and professionally. Because house, cabin, maybe real estate, they're with American Family. It's not just Amber just making up stuff on her own. It's a heavyweight. It's a great company, but you want a local rep. Find out how she can save you money, cover you, or how you should feel better about the insurance you have. TeamShoal.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Among the texts coming in have turned down destination weddings. Also, very, very comfortable saying, can't come, sorry. What percentage of people?
It's my kind of person.
Yeah. Saying are comfortable saying, not coming.
Not as high as it should be.
Yeah. Just spent over $50,000 last Saturday on daughter's wedding.
Oh, no.
Wow. Elizabeth, the big one. You got two daughters.
Sure do.
When you hear that, and you think if you want to match up with this texter because you love your girls, that's $100,000, Dave Harrigan, that you will eventually spend to bring unlimited joy to your daughters. Do you have that money put away already, or how are you going to do with it?
I've got it in my wallet, actually, in my back pocket.
You just walk in.
No, that terrifies me. That absolutely terrifies me, and I'm working very hard at this age to get them used to Daddy saying no.
No phone vacations are the best. Boundary Waters canoe trips can help you reconnect with yourself. Let's revisit that, because I think you have a lot of people who feel like they need to step away from their phone. Do
namaste.
But also the idea that people go to the Boundary Waters, and if they so choose to not bring a phone, bravo to you. But if I'm going in the middle of nowhere, where I'm camping, who knows how much you're portaging, and I feel like no one should be allowed to have any technology to communicate, I think it's foolish and dangerous. And again, your comeback can be,
What did we do until the cell phone was run? And you're right. And it's not like this happens every day where we're reporting another Boundary Waters tragedy. But I don't think we've talked about this, the two of us, the last few years before. I have multiple times. And the anger I get from individuals if I suggest a satellite phone or some consideration tied to areas, either the Boundary Waters itself or something comparable. I'm not saying let's have Chick-fil-A's, cell towers, and what was our great convenience store? Because I've had like four friends now text me from the, is it Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's. Yeah. I mean, not as good as Quick Trip. Quick Trip number one.
I'm not saying they're all in there. But in case you're on your own and you fall and you injure yourself, you get the JJ injury. It's a high ankle sprain. And maybe you're not soft benching yourself. And you'd like a little help. Like, that really would take your enjoyment away if you, and again, I'm not saying you go there and you're on TikTok the entire time. You're texting the show. But for an emergency, having a phone, you know what I call that? Smart. Dave Harrigan calls it what?
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you're not going to the Boundary Waters to play Minecraft, but to have something there. Now, we've got the technology to hopefully avoid a tragic situation. You know, you're out there portaging, camping, doing all the canoe, and a massive storm blows up that causes havoc. If you have a tool you can bring to get yourself out of some sort of danger, seems like it's just fine to have.
Right. And I'm not requiring everyone to do it.
Sounds like you are.
That's right. I'm requiring you to be in constant contact. Now, on the restaurant side, I would definitely go to the no-phone restaurant. I often run errands, go for walks, have lunch, dinner, brew pub, and I leave my phone at home. I have a sister with medical needs. When I leave my phone at home, I let my family know when I'll be back. It's so refreshing to my soul. I think you might find a lot of people who would not expect it to be cathartic and refreshing and helpful, that maybe we all need to try that a little bit more. You know, because I need to get a hold of you 24/7.
I will say, sometimes I run without my phone. I usually have it in a little sleeve on my arm.
Mm-hmm. When you want to show off the pipes a little
more. Right. Yeah, I get nice and tight. I will admit to when I'm running without it the whole time, I'm pretty much thinking, is this going to be the time that I blow out my knee? I step in a hole and twist mm-hmm. something and I've yep. got no one to call or nothing to call with.
Well, if you're with the Boundary Waters purists, you know what they'd say? Just lay there.
Yeah.
Just lay there. And
buck up.
Yeah, and maybe
make a loon call, and they will carry you home.
Yeah, they will. Or a bear is just going to come and devour you, and that's how it was meant to be.
Circle of life.
Mm-hmm. The best part of the no-phone policy means they're not going to have one of those stupid QR codes to look up the beer list in the food menu. Joseph was at the Ryman in Nashville. Is that well-known?
Ryman Auditorium, yes, huge. It's where the Grand Ole Opry used to be before they built the whole deal.
Kind of similar to the ballroom at the White House?
Very similar, yes.
And you could have your phone, but they asked you not to take any pictures. Everyone did it. Yeah. Well, I know this guy who at times is borderline lecturing people about not taking videos at concerts, and then might have taken like seven of them at the Paul McCartney show. What kind of fraud that guy is. He's going to be talking to Jason DeRusha next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.